We three kings from Orient are. Who doesn't like that story? Who doesn't remember either in The King of Kings or Ben-Hur, where you see these fantastically dressed three kings come and lay their gifts before Jesus? When I talk to kids, this is one of the best stories that they like of all the stories of the birth of Jesus, because it has all this intrigue in it. It has danger and mystery. Who were these people, and what were they coming, and what did those gifts mean to Jesus, and things like that. So it's really interesting when I talk to kids about Advent and Christmas and the birth of Jesus, we always end up talking about the three kings. And so I remember particularly this year when I spoke to the third grade, that I said, let's talk about Advent. And I said, okay, ask me anything you want about Advent. And the first thing came out was about the three kings. And to make all parents happy, I was able to answer them in the answer that you get from your young kids when they do something wrong. I don't know. Who did this? I don't know. So they asked me, how many kings came to see Jesus? I don't know. Where did they come from? I don't know. How old was Jesus when they saw him? I don't know. What were the gifts that they brought? What did they mean? I don't know. So after we got through that, the kids were frustrated, just like we get when they tell us, I don't know. So then they started to ask me other things about God. They wanted to know about how old was God, you know, if he was that old. And if God created the world, who created God? And then they asked me the same things that we all ask. If God's so good, how come bad things happen to us? So we talked about those things for a while. And then one question they asked me stopped me in my tracks. A girl raised her hand. She was so excited that I haven't called on her. She was waving and waving. So I called her and she said, what does God look like? And so I said quickly, I said, well, we don't know what God looks like. But then as I thought about it and I thought about answering her question, I thought that's really a very profound question. What does God look like? And the celebration of our Christmas, Advent, Christmas, even now, the Epiphany, is telling us what God looked like. He looked like one of us. And more thankfully, that means that we look like him from what we do. In this very, very special way, and it's so hard because we often create God in our image rather than living as if we are in God's image from what we do. So I went on about telling this child all this, why we celebrate Christmas and Jesus and why Jesus came and what he was doing here for us. And I told her what's important is not what God looked like, but rather how does God matter in our lives? And what does the impact of knowing that Jesus was born changed our lives? What does it matter to you that Jesus was born? How are you different because of the Christmas celebration? And by the way, after I talked to the class for maybe 5 minutes all about some of the things I told you today, and I gave them these profound wisdom words of why Jesus came and what it means and everything else, I looked at the child while I was talking about all this stuff, and she wasn't paying attention at all. She was busy doing something. So I said to her, I was a little bit frustrated and upset. So I said to her, I said, honey, I said, what? I said, did you hear everything I said about Jesus? How come you weren't paying attention? She says, yes, I heard everything you said. But the first thing you said is you don't know what God looks like, so I'm making a picture of him so you'll know what he looks like from now on. I said, thank you very much, and I took the picture. I will say one thing, is that I did have one witty answer for a question. Someone asked me, was baby Jesus comfortable laying in the manger as they could see that they're on hay? And I said, yes, he was comfortable because he was sleeping in a king-size bed.